Good to have you with us here. Welcome. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio, along with Debbie Giorgiani and the show team. I am Jerry Usher. As we get underway on this Friday broadcast, we certainly hope that you will be open and willing to joining us on the program today. Maybe you've got some experience in the topic that we're going to be discussing in just a couple minutes. We'll let you know what that is. Debbie, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much. It's Friday. I'm looking forward to the weekend. It's Father's Day weekend. So happy Father's Day to all those wonderful dads and grandfathers out there. I hope you're going to have a relaxing weekend with some good food, great memories, lots of pictures, right? Lots of laughs. You need a lot of humor, right? And so thank you to all the dads. An early happy Father's Day. I wanted to make sure we get that in before the end of the broadcast, because this one's going to go fast. I just feel it, Jerry. Do you want to announce it?
Yeah, sure. Well, what we want to talk about today is if you have retired at some point in your working life and returned to the workforce. Maybe you've retired again since then, but maybe you're working again. So if you have retired, but for one reason or another, returned to a job, to the workforce, this is your chance to call and share your personal lived experience, your reasons why, maybe inspire other people with your call. The number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
I thought about this last night. How about this, Jerry? You work your whole life. You get so excited about retirement because you want to do things around the house, hobbies, you know, your bucket list, travel, stuff like that. And then all of a sudden your kids come to you and say, Mom, Dad, well, you're home now. Can you babysit your grandkids? Can you? And so now you're back at work babysitting or maybe tutoring or teaching, you know, your grandkids things. You're back at work in that way. So there's also that element too. Let's not forget also too, Jerry, this weekend is tomorrow is Juneteenth. Is that how you say it? I want to make sure I get it correct. So that's tomorrow, the official holiday.
It is, right? Yeah. I actually don't even know what Juneteenth is. I've heard about it.
Yeah, well, it just was signed. It was our president just signed it as an official so that we can start to really understand what our brothers and sisters had to go through to be free. And it's really, I think it's good that we understand it and we recognize it and we celebrate it and we really start to learn about what others have gone through in their history, in their ancestry. So it talks about those that were enslaved. It commemorates the emancipation of enslaved people in the U.S. So
okay,
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I had heard a little bit about it. I thought it had something to do with that. Yeah, you're right. Very, very important that we do recognize mm-hmm. the struggles people have had.
Right. And I just want to mention something because what you said was very important. You said you didn't know too much about it. That's kind of because of the area you grew up in, Jerry, because you grew up in the Pacific Northwest, correct? Mm-hmm. I grew up in the East, the East Coast, and we didn't. But in Texas, they have been commemorating it for many, many years, other places as well, other states as well. But where we grew up, it just wasn't something that was brought up regularly. Now it will be because now it's on everybody's mind and people will learn and grow from it. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, again, today's topic is, did you at one time retire only to return to the workforce? 833-288-3986. I was doing a little looking online here. A 2017 survey from RAND Corporation found that almost 40% of workers over age 65 had previously retired only to rejoin the workforce. And those still in retirement roughly said, half said that they would return to work, paid work, if the right opportunity presented itself.
Wow.
So it sounds like it's a lot more common than we might realize. Yeah.
So we want to hear from you. You retired. They gave you that retirement party, you know, maybe that wonderful appliance or that beautiful, you know, plaque or pen. I remember I got a pen. I was like, okay, that's good. I did get a beautiful icon from the Diocese of Phoenix. That was beautiful. I still have it. It's the Holy Family icon that I loved, and Bishop Olmsted blessed it. That is something near and dear to my heart. So maybe you got something like that, the retirement gift, right? You put it up in your house, or you started to use it, and you're thinking, I'm retired. I made it. only to go back into the workforce? Well, we want to hear from you. So please call in. This is your show. Don't get started with your weekend yet. And you do not have to be Catholic to call in. You're part of the family if you're just listening to it. To us. This is a live broadcast where we depend and we count on the calls that come in. 833-288-3986.
Other things that I found online, there are several reasons, of course, as one might imagine, for returning to work once somebody is retired. And not surprisingly, the number one reason is financial. Financial reasons, 56% of a Transamerica study found that is the most common reason retirees continue working. Number two, tied for the two at 47%, enjoying what they do and being or staying active. Another reason, keeping their brain alert, 34%, and 27%, Debbie, for a sense of purpose. So financial reasons, enjoying what you do, being or staying active, keeping your brain alert, and having a sense of purpose. So what about you, Take Two family? We mentioned it's a pretty high percentage of people who've retired and gone back to work. So if that's you, share your experience, 833-288-3986.
And real quickly, one of our wonderful listeners from Guadalupe Radio Network in Texas says, Debbie, Juneteenth, we've been celebrating it as a holiday in Texas for many, many years, and now it's now become a federal holiday. So it is officially on the calendar for June 19th. That's tomorrow. So, yeah, that's interesting. So if you grew up in Texas, you were used to hearing that and celebrating it. Those of us who grew up in the Northeast or in the Pacific Northwest, we weren't as, you know, it wasn't explained to us really, and it wasn't really acknowledged as much, but now it is. So thank goodness for that.
Okay, 833-288-EWTN. We got calls coming in. Richard and Kathy are being screened right now. Plenty of room for you to get in and get on the program here. Maybe you're retired and you're kind of wondering, you know, should I go back to work? Do I need to? Do I want to? Maybe you're in that sort of that limbo position right now thinking about that. Or if you have retired at some point and returned to the workforce, how's that gone? How's it been for you? 833-288-EWTN is the number again. That's 833-288-3986. We look forward to talking with you about today's topic.
Show Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and we're going to be moving very fast because we got a lot of calls coming in. That's good. We have some open phone lines, so if you'd like to talk about going into retirement, then just coming out of retirement, going back into the workforce out of desire or necessity, we want to hear from you. But before we get to the phones, I just wanted to highlight this Catholic News Agency. You can rely on CNA to cover the mission and activities of the Catholic Church, including social, political, moral, cultural issues from a perspective of faith. For the latest Catholic news, visit CatholicNewsAgency.com. It's an online service from EWTN News, and you can get timely news updates directly to your inbox. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. And we mention that because we're talking about Juneteenth, and CNA and all the other outlets and outreaches of EWTN do a fabulous job explaining everything to us so that we can learn and grow. Folks, if you ever go to our Facebook pages, by the way, like us on Facebook, will you? Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, like us there. But if you go to our personal Facebook pages, that's what I post all the time. Church Pop, CNA, you know, National Catholic Register, anything EWTN does, you can rely on, you can count on, and it is fabulous. So folks, just we make mention of this, Jerry, because our listeners are busy, so it's a good time just to highlight certain things.
Good. All right, we have room for a couple more to join us on those open phone lines, 833-288-3986, talking about going into retirement and then back into the workforce. Richard wants to weigh in on this in Parma, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Hi, Richard, you get to go first today. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good. So what's your experience?
Well, I retired from the local fire department here, and I wanted to keep busy but not real busy. I wanted to find a nice balance. But more importantly than that, I wanted to do something where I can help people. I took a job, a part-time job with a company. We provide services for adults with developmental disabilities. I work in helping to transport those folks. And then I also volunteer at our local hospice facility here in Parma. And I also serve funerals with our church, and then help out with the grandkids and all men, like you guys said before. But I wanted something where I can keep busy, help people, but not real busy, you know, live at a maybe a little bit slower pace. My wife still does work. So it wasn't, I didn't need to work, but I just couldn't see myself sitting around as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I can totally relate, Richard, because I shared with Jerry before we started this broadcast. I think I'm going to work until the day I die. I really do, mm-hmm. because I find myself, I can get bored very easily, and then I'll start to get into things that are meaningless. And I really like getting up and having a purpose to the day. But I just wanted to say this, Richard, because first of all, you're listening on a great radio station. The Rock is just doing phenomenal work. So, you've got a wonderful, solid radio station to listen to there in Ohio. But Richard, I just wanted to say personally, thank you so much for the work that you did in the fire department. You know, I'm sure you're watching the news. We're getting fires that are breaking out all over the place here in Arizona. And I'm watching these fires. They look so tired, the firefighters. They look exhausted. They're sleeping on the cement. And I mean, it's 117 degrees out here. And I just want to say the work that you've done, I think it goes very unnoticed. It flies under the radar, if you will, and goes unnoticed. But it's tough work. So thank you so much for what you did for so many years.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. So, Richard, you would say you're at a place of contentment now with this balance that you have struck between the time that you have at home to do things around the house with your grandkids and so forth, and also this job, very important job with the adults with developmental issues. You think you've found that sweet spot there?
I think so. The folks that I work with at that job are very good. They're very good about giving time off and things like that, very flexible. And then I really enjoy being around those kind of people. It's really nice folks, willing to help, great attitudes. And I like my work, my volunteering too at the hospice center. That was very interesting. Of course, that was stopped with COVID. Hopefully we'll be starting back up here pretty soon. But just visiting folks who may not have family to visit them and listening to our stories, really fascinating. These personal history from these people, things like that. I like personal stories like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so important. It's so valuable to them, what you're doing, Richard. So thank you. In addition, I joined Debbie in thanking you for your work on the fire department. Debbie said it sometimes flies under the radar, of course, until you need the fire department, which, God forbid, those things do happen. But thank you, Richard, for your call and for all that you're doing there. You have set the tone for the program today with a wonderful contribution. We really appreciate it.
And happy Father's Day, Richard.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. God bless.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We have a great fire department here, our local fire department. They're so awesome. I mean, they'll just roll down their window and they'll say, "Hey, your garage is open." Hey, they're just so nice. They're so nice. I live in a really good town. Do you have a town like that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay. I don't interact with the fire department or anybody that too often, but yeah.
Yeah. We do here with the police and fire. We have just great services here in Arizona.
That's nice. That's good. Yeah,
it is. It's wonderful. And I have a police officer that just lives down the street. So we're always knocking on his door asking him questions. He goes, "I'm off duty." We're like, "But you're our neighbor." Okay, we have a couple open phone lines. Jerry, I'm just going to say it. Okay, I'm going to say it. People are getting started with their Father's Day weekend. I can just feel it. So could you, if you're driving out of town for Father's Father's Day and you have Bluetooth, how about call in or pull over safely to the side of the road and tell us about your retirement story, only to go back into the workforce or something that you chose to do, or you had that bucket list and you couldn't wait to get retired. You couldn't wait to retire, and just so you could do something like, I don't know, like maybe Jerry's going to do, become a pilot. Right, Jerry?
I sure hope so. Hopefully before I retire.
I've been hounding you about that for, what, 5 years?
I know. I got about two-thirds of the way to my private license. And just because I was traveling so much for a long, long time, it was just hard to get to the finish line. But it's still on my list. Definitely on my list.
Okay, it's on your list. So we want to hear from you, dear listeners, our Take Two family. Come on, fill up those phone lines. Rich is waiting to answer your call at 833-288-3986. Where are we going, Jer?
Kathy is next in Fort Worth, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I retired after 35 years as a travel agent. And my grandkids were going to a school for children with dyslexia who are having difficulty reading. So I went to work listening to second and third graders read and help encourage them to sound out words and things like that with special tools that their dyslexia teacher was using. And so it was just really rewarding to finish a job and then go do something with kids who needed something.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. I love that, Kathy.
I'm here in Texas, and we moved to Texas 30 years ago. I didn't know what Juneteenth was, but I was reading about it. And we have, of course, seen celebrations for Juneteenth in Texas. It was when the emancipation happened, the people in Texas were slow to get the information. And when the Union troops came to Galveston Bay and announced that there was this emancipation, suddenly 250,000 people realized they were free.
Oh.
And that was cause for a major celebration that has continued.
Yes,
and so
beautiful.
It's been adopted, I believe, by other people who are descendants, you know, of people who were enslaved, not just in our country, but in other countries who ultimately moved here. And they are all realizing that a freedom, the 4th of July is a freedom day, but June 19th is a freedom day too.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Is there something special we should do? You know, I know that a lot of holidays are associated around a certain meal, you know, something you're supposed to eat, something you're supposed to do. Is there anything in particular?
You know, I do not know. I have friends who celebrate this. But it was, you know, just like a quiet celebration, so to speak, you know. It was within families. But I'm sure that the communities here will be sharing all that kind of information, and it's going to become a thing, just like hot dogs are on a barbecue, you know.
Right, right. Beautiful.
There'll be something. I'm sure we're going to, because families have traditional stuff that they bring out for all of those celebrations. And I'm sure the rest of the country is going to say, hey, you know what? What a good idea.
Right, right. Absolutely. Amen to that. Jerry, I know you got to say something, but I have to say this because my girlfriend, Debbie, she was a travel agent and she retired from the travel agency. So, Kathy, I have to ask this because I asked her this. What was the most exotic place you ever traveled to?
That I ever traveled to?
Yes.
Tahiti. Yeah, I traveled to Tahiti. My husband was in the Air Force for 20 years, and we lived in Europe for 10 of those years. So we've traveled extensively. We were enlisted, so we traveled eighth class, I'd say. But it was fun. And we've been to more than 30 countries together because of our two careers. He retired from the Air Force and then went to work for Lockheed for 25 years. So he had two retirements, both in the defense industry.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic. So, Kathy,
That's why we moved to Texas.
We moved to Texas
because he retired from the Air Force and he got a job in the defense industry.
Yeah.
So he represented the F-22 project for many years as a procurement engineer. So
beautiful.
Lots of time serving the country.
Yeah, you and your husband have had really, I think, very full experiences professionally and personally, I'm sure, as well. Talk just for a second, Kathy, about, you know, what I know you give a lot and the kids benefit that you help to read and so forth, but what about you now? How does that, you know, kind of fulfill you and give you a sense of purpose at this point in your life?
You know what? It's really interesting because you see a child who has a learning disability, and there are so many, and we don't realize sometimes that they are struggling in a regular school. There's not enough funds set aside for their special need, and a lot of times those teachers who have their heart for that special need, they struggle with, how am I going to get this done? This teacher was 20 years in the public school system and still having children in the evenings at her, who were still struggling with dyslexia. And so she decided just to open a school. And while she had one child herself with dyslexia and I had grandchildren who did, that's how I met them, my daughter ran the school and the teacher taught, and there were 26 kids the last year that I was there. And those children want to perform and do well, and they're so embarrassed because they can't, and it's only because they learn differently. It's not that they are handicapped, really. They just learn differently than the other kids do, and if we just realized that the differences in the way children learn, it's important to provide that kind of learning for those kids, we'd have a whole lot more kids confident in their schooling and what they've get done. And Reading is a very big thing. It's a huge thing. Libraries that offer reading circles and things like that, it's so important for these children.
Wow. God bless you, Kathy.
I saw a third grader who was passed over for going from first to second because it was twins who could not read well. They both had dyslexia, and they were passed over in their public school, so they didn't get to go to second grade. They repeated first grade, and when they still couldn't read the next year, they were going to hold them back again, and this dyslexia teacher said, no, absolutely not. I have some tools, verbal tools and visual tools that will help these children, and by the end of their first year with her, which would have been their third grade year, but was virtually their, again, first grade, they were reading on a third grade level. So those dyslexia teachers do wonders with the kids.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's amazing. That's great work. Kathy, I have to tell you, that's ministry, what you're doing. That's huge. You know, so thank you. You're stepping into the ministry world because you're helping to give those kids, you know, opportunities and to have them be heard and understood. And that is so important for their development, because the last thing we want is these kids going into their junior high years feeling so down because that they feel like, you know, people didn't believe in them or didn't understand them, right?
Right. Or other kids will poke fun without realizing how harmful that is.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kathy, great call. Thank you to you. Thank you to your husband as well for his service to our country. And God bless you. We appreciate you listening, being part of the Take Two family and calling in and joining us in the conversation today. We are very grateful for that. Thank you, Kathy, in Fort Worth. We appreciate that. George in San Antonio, also in Texas. We invite you to hold on for just a second. And we invite others of you to call in today. We're talking about, have you retired and then returned to the workforce? For others who have called in and shared already today, it's been very fulfilling for them. What is your story? What is your experience of that? 833-288-3986 is the number. 833-288-3986. Waiting for your call.
Phone lines are lighting up again. That's a good sign here at Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. That means you haven't started with your weekend, your Father's Day weekend yet. And you're going to share about your retirement story and how you came out of retirement to do something very special, very meaningful, fulfilling, something that you wanted to do. Or maybe you had to go back to work and you want to share about that as well. Jerry promised that we would go to George in San Antonio, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. And George, we shall visit with you. Welcome to Take Two.
It's nice being with y'all again. A big hello from San Antonio, Texas, St. Anne's Parish.
Thank you, George.
I'm 68 years old. I'm 68 years old, and I haven't retired yet. For the past 21 years, my family, my wife, and two kids, we have our own ministry called the Way Home Ministry, where we house over presently over 100, a little bit over 100 homeless people in different houses throughout the town. And we've been doing it already for about 21 years. And so we've already had about 2,000 people with us throughout that time. And my wife finds them medical attention, and they have they don't sleep under trees no more, under bushes or in their empty lots. They live in houses with air conditioning, heating, cable, and electricity, running water. So they're real happy. And we also work with GI Forum and Church Under the Bridge and, there's one other one, Travis Methodist Park, right down in the middle of San Antonio, Texas. And we would work with them, and they recommend people. And we also work with Catholic Workers Houses, who happens to be a retired doctor who has a house for them to stay and come and do computer work and learn trades and try and get back into society. And out of those over 2,000 people we've housed, about maybe 25 of them have gone into society, finding jobs, working, getting apartments, getting married, going back to school. And we also help out a handful of priests, donations, two orders of nuns, and seminaries, two seminaries every year, and besides our tithing, and just for me working, and my wife taking care of everything, and my kids helping out. And so all we need is just like Loyola, St. Loyola. He said, all you need is God's grace and mercy, and that's good enough. And that's happened for us too. And there's a scripture in the Bible that says that God will open up the windows in heaven and squeeze all the blessings on you, shower them on you from heaven. Mm-hmm. And that's what we experience, and that's what we strive for. Just his grace and love and mercy.
George,
until I retire.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
And
George.
That's why I haven't retired yet, until my body tells me it's time to retire. You know, but I'll keep on working.
Wow.
Until it's time for me to stop.
Well, George, please. This is a thank you, to your wife, to your ministry. Wow. You know what you shared. That's Christ. That's Christ in action. And you are cooperating with that. And it's so beautiful what you shared. I have to ask a question, though, because with the homeless population on the rise in various cities around the world, actually, but around this country, George, how are we to approach this? What are we to do where we live in our cities around the country? Because we've been told that a lot of the homeless may have brain health issues, may have addictive qualities that could be dangerous. Can you share with us some practical advice that could help us interact and help our brothers and sisters to get off the streets and get into a safe dwelling place and to find meaningful work?
Well, a lot of them have been abused in all forms, mental, spiritually, and physically. And all of them, they do need help. Most of them are bipolar and schizophrenia, and they don't have medicines, because they don't have no IDs. And if we could provide medication for them and hospitalization, and so they can be more or less at a normal balance of life, they can change, And then a lot of them resort to drugs and alcohol, addiction, because they have to cope with their demons, And even the military people, the GI Forum, a lot of them went through war and they came back different, and it's hard for them to adjust to society again. And they just need help, doctoring, to need doctoring of the soul, doctoring of their physical and mental parts in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, a lot of prayers.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. I don't remember the exact wording of the reading at Mass today. I think it was the gospel. Yeah, Jesus talks about the eye is the light of the body or something. And if your light is dark, how great is that darkness? And the homily that the Father gave was beautiful. He talked about something very similar to what we're talking about here. He said, it's how we view things. You know, some people can look. He even used the example. He said some people look at, you know, somebody you know, along the side of the road, or you know, slumped into a corner in a downtown city street, and they say, oh, look at that bum over there. And he said other people look at that and say, what can I do to help? And so it's just a matter of perspective. And Jesus himself said in Matthew 26, when that woman came to him with the very expensive perfume, and the disciples, you know, they said, why this waste? And Jesus says, well, you know, why are you bothering this woman? And he talks about the poor you will always have with you, but me you will not always have with you. So we need people like you, George, and your wife and your kids. You're doing such great work, as Debbie said, Christ-like work. And a lot of these people, like we know, it's not their fault. You know, they've had some bad breaks, and they end up in a very unfortunate situation. And you're restoring their dignity. Everyone has equal dignity in the eyes of God. And I think we're a little bit uncomfortable about, you know, helping out and approaching in situations like this. But you obviously are not. So, yeah, it sounds like something, George, like you said, you won't, quote, retire from this. You will just go until, you know, maybe it's time to hand the baton to somebody a little younger and healthier, but hopefully that won't be for many more years.
Right. And George, real quickly, you are a dad to many. It's very obvious. So we really pray that you have a beautiful Father's Day this weekend, because obviously these fine folks listen to you. They lean on you. So you're a dad to many, George.
Thank you. Yeah, one last thought is that your heart is the seat of love. And Christ says love is not optional. Love everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. You've inspired us today, George. Plus, you have a great name, St. George. What a strong name. See, you're equipped to do this work, this ministry work, George, you and your wife. Can you give us your wife's first name? So we're going to enter you into our prayer book, you, your kids, your ministry, so that you can continue the blessings and the graces that come from doing this fine work. Can you give us your wife's first name, George?
My wife's name is Laura Pro Martinez. Laura Pro, she's a descendant from Father Miguel Pro.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Her great-grandfather was Robert Pro, Miguel's brother. They let him go. And then my son's name is Harley, and my daughter's name is Eve.
Beautiful. Okay, and we got everybody in the book, George.
God bless you all for work. You know, we enjoy listening to you all the time because your words are life-changing. Mm.
Thank you, George. Yeah, that's very meaningful of you to say that. And what you're doing is, of course, life-changing as well. So hopefully each one of us can figure out what our little place in this world is for God's plan and purpose in our lives and fulfill that and hopefully make the world a little bit of a better place. So Thanks for the call, brother. Keep up that great work. You will definitely be in our prayers.
Absolutely. Absolutely, George. Thank you. Okay, Gina is up next, also in San Antonio, Texas. Maybe you know George, Gina, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Hi, Gina, welcome.
Hey, guys. So I met y'all at Padre Pio's. Y'all came to San Antonio a while back, and that's where we met in person. I love listening to y'all. It's such a blessing.
Thank you.
I want to let you know that I did retire from two jobs. I worked in corporate America for 33 and a half years and retired in 2012. And then in 2015, I went to work for a major airline and then retired last year with COVID. And at the same time, I was blessed to be able to open up a nutrition shop. And even though several places were closed, we were deemed essential. And so the Nutrition Club offers us the ability to make people healthier, for me to be healthier, you know, so I can do the things that I love to do with my 12 grandkids and our church marriage ministry and Retreat X ministry and another ministry that's dear to my heart, You God's Music, that, you know, is trying to be the Christian American Idol kind of thing. So they keep me busy. And I was just blessed recently to go into a business opportunity for a second nutrition club. So I love meeting people, and it's more like I want to get to know them and not just sell them something, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And help people get healthier, you know, spiritually and mentally and physically, the whole shebang. And God gives me the opportunity to do that through this, through these nutrition clubs and the ministries we're involved in.
Wonderful, Gina. Thank you for calling. And definitely you're continuing with a theme that I think has run throughout this whole broadcast today. And that is you are involved in so many beautiful, worthy causes, and all of our other callers as well. It's wonderful. And thanks be to God that he did give you, he kind of led you in this particular direction, you know, to where you were an essential business, like you said, during the pandemic, which we hope and pray is moving further and further in the rearview mirror, and we won't see, you know, return of any of this kind of stuff again. But God bless you for all that you're doing. And you've had quite a life, quite a couple of careers, it sounds like. And now you're doing something that is very, very meaningful and is definitely helping the overall well-being of a lot of people, I have no doubt. Mm-hmm. Debbie?
I completely agree. I'm a health and wellness coach, Gina, and I just love that you entered into the nutrition field. I think it's amazing. And, you know, I agree with Jerry. There's a theme that happened with this show today, and if I hope our Take Two family can see it. It's very obvious. You know, Gina, you shared that you spent many years in corporate America. You know, many of us, I have a business background, so does Jerry. I mean, we had to work to put food on the table, to, you know, make all our bills and meet all our commitments. And that's true, and that's meaningful, good, wholesome work. But what I'm noticing now is that people are transitioning. They're transitioning into work, but also it has a ministry component. And what does that tell you? It tells you that we are meant to connect soul to soul. Ministry is about journeying with other souls. And that's what I love about Catholic Radio, to be honest with everyone that's listening. That's what I love. I feel as though we are a Catholic Radio. It's such a lifeline for others. It connects us. Look what it did all throughout the pandemic. It kept us all together as a family. That's why I'm so grateful to EWTN radio and television, that it kept us together. And that's a beautiful thing. But this soul-to-soul connection, Jerry, I think that's what people down deep really long for.
Absolutely. And Gina, you mentioned a marriage ministry. Is that like marriage preparation in your parish, or what exactly is that you're involved in?
Yeah, we've been doing marriage prep. We have a separate ministry at the church, but this component is the marriage preparation, and we've been doing this for about, I don't know, I've been married 28 years. We started in our 10th, so for about 18 years, helping people convalidate their marriage or get married through the church. And there's several couples that do it, and we just enjoy. I think you learn from your experiences, and you try to tell them, do what I say, don't do as I did. But, you know, we all have to walk that journey and make our mistakes. But we're there not just to help them get married, but we're there to help them afterwards. We do reinforce that. It's before you even start thinking the D word, reach out to somebody. Reach out to us, reach out to a priest. You know, marriage is not easy, and the enemy certainly wants to divide. So... Mm-hmm. We try doing that, and we have a lot of fun doing it. We get to meet people, and, you know, going back to the nutrition club, it's a family affair. Mm-hmm. This is not just me. And, you know, my husband, I get free labor from my son-in-laws, I get to work with a daughter and a granddaughter. So it's a wholesome family environment, and I'm just so blessed in that regard. And my corporate career has led me to be able to be blessed financially to do these kind of things. So
exactly.
You know,
exactly. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Gina. Way to go. We entered you into the book for your work, your previous work, and then the work you're doing now with your family. Do you want to give us your husband's first name? And please wish him a happy Father's Day from us, okay?
I will. Well, they call him Pappy. His name is Steven. They call me Mama Gina. And that's our grandparent name. And if you would also enter my mom, Olga, and my brother, Joseph, who both died from COVID in December on the same day for their souls and all those souls in purgatory. Yeah, my mom was our rock. And so we actually, the faith was instilled from her. And things aren't easy, but we learned to look to Jesus and say, Jesus, I trust in you from her. So.
Absolutely. Boy, that just really hit our hearts hard when you said that. So they passed on the same day, Gina?
They did. She passed first, and they were both in ICU. We thankfully had them, was able to receive the sacrament, the last sacrament of anointing, and we did it through Zoom, and our priest friend, I have a friend, Father Michael, and he gave the blessing, and the nurses at the hospital blessed him with the oils, and that was like at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock the day before, and my mom passed at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the nurses told my brother, Joseph, your mom's waiting for you, and like 6 hours later, he passed. But as soon as they said that to my brother, it took a couple of minutes, and then he passed peacefully. You know, it was a young man, and it certainly is sad, but we find consolation in the fact that they got their sacrament and they, you know, met the Lord together. I could see my mother waiting for him. That's all I could say. It was just very endearing for us. You know, it helped us through the tragedy to know that they went together.
Yeah. There's so much peace in that. So much, you know. So many people did not get to have a priest or get to the anointing or what have you during the whole COVID thing. So, Gina, that is something to be so grateful to God for. And we're very, very sorry. Debbie has definitely put both of them and your entire family in our prayer book. We will continue to pray for them. And it's only been, about 6 months since their passing. So it's probably still, very pressing on your heart and so forth. But you sound like you're in a good place, and God is doing wonderful things through you and in you and through your entire family. So we're so grateful that you shared all of this with us today. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah. May God be glorified. That's all I have to say.
Amen.
And thank you, and I pray for blessings upon your ministry. And Jerry, you get that pilot's license, okay? Debbie and I are going to hound you.
Yeah, well, Debbie said she'd even go up with me if I get my license. Didn't you say that one time, Debbie?
I did, but I need support. Gina, would you fly with me? I mean, if we're going to go down, let's all go down together. Just kidding.
With you, and I'll hold your hand, and then we'll be okay. We'll
say okay. Okay, I'm just teasing. Jerry, you know what? Jerry is a phenomenal driver. I mean, I'm a little nervous because he's a little bit fast because, you know, he lives in California, so he knows how to weave in and out and do all that as Californians do. But he's a phenomenal driver, so I just can imagine he's going to be an incredible pilot.
One quick story. I worked for a major airline, and so we got to fly free. And sometimes when you don't have a seat available, you sit with the flight attendants. And we had a rocky ride, and I picked my hands up out, and I just closed my eyes, and the lady asked, "Are you afraid?" I said, "No, I am praying for all our guardian angels to protect us during this moment. Do you want to join me?" And she did.
Wow. That's beautiful.
St. Michael, the archangel, I did that prayer.
Yeah, that is so cool.
All right, well, listen, y'all have a blessed weekend. Yeah,
thank you, Gina.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, Gina.
Thank you. Call again, Gina. Stay in touch with us, okay? Okay. Thank you.
Wow, another great call today. Yeah,
that was wonderful. Fabulous.
Still got a few minutes if you want to get on the program talking about going into retirement and then back to work, 833-288-3986. Programming note for tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, The Good Fight with Barbara McGuigan. It's every Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN and many of these same EWTN affiliates. Tomorrow, she will talk with pharmacist Patrick McInerney and Mary and Dan Sutherland. They're going to tell their stories about why they stopped selling birth control, contraceptives, completely changed their pharmacies. Debbie, a lot of pharmacists have done this. And so Barbara McGuigan is going to have, again, pharmacists Patrick McInerney and Mary and Dan Sutherland on to tell their stories about completely changing their pharmacies to no longer selling contraceptives. So tune in for that 2 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow on EWTN.
Great show. Okay, Lois on Facebook, we're waving to you, said, my dad, Walt, and then put in parentheses, rest in peace. So Walt has passed. He retired three times, and they always kidded him because the only reason he kept getting a job is because he liked the retirement parties. They are good. They people give you a ton of gifts. It's they really are. It's kind of like weddings. It's
yeah, I mean,
huh?
Oh, I was gonna say I haven't had one yet, but yeah.
No, but it just feels like a you know, it feels like that kind of feel, you know, where the table gets full of gifts and people give you wine and appliances and they give you gift certificates and it's unbelievable. So yeah, he liked the retirement parties. Walt must have had a great sense of humor, Lois. When from New Jersey we say humor, and humor. Out in Arizona we say humor.
Yeah.
I have to learn another way of saying it. But yes, that is wonderful. What a beautiful story. Jerry, real quickly, did you want to say something real quickly?
No, please, we're getting, go ahead.
Real fast, I just wanted to say this because, you know, talking about retirement and decisions to make about when to retire, you know, maybe even what field to go into afterwards, ministry work, you know, we're here to help. If you need anything, folks, we have free consultations at standtalltoday.com, okay? And we have business coaching. We have all sorts of vocational coaching, you know, try to create those next chapters of your life to be very meaningful, to have that, you know, passion and purpose in with using your God-given gifts. If you want a free, it is free consultation, please just visit us. And we've got the book club there. You can click on the tab there to join our book club. And next month is Blessed Carlo Acutis's book. And the one after that is The Miracle Book by Adam Bly. I mean, we've got and over 350 folks join the book club. So just many reasons to visit us. And there's coffee to buy. I just ordered coffee yesterday, Jerry. I love that angelic aroma. I just love it. Mm. Anyway, it's standtalltoday.com. That's my little infomercial for this weekend.
Yeah, well, it's great. Good reminder. And I want to get to Helen real quick in Port Smith, New Hampshire, listening on Sirius XM 130. We got about 2 minutes, Helen, but we wanted to let you share something on the air. Go right ahead. Welcome.
Oh, well, I hear
Hello?
Your radio.
Yep, go ahead. Are
just
you there?
I wanted to say, I hope you can hear me. Hello?
Yep, we can hear you.
Hello?
Go right ahead. Yep.
Okay. Yes, it's a little different story. My husband retired yesterday. It was his last day of work, and I'm on the Spalding Turnpike with a U-Haul and a truck driving to our retirement home that we had bought last year. And I just wanted to put a little plug in for it was a little different for me. I may go back to work for insurance purposes in a while. I was a stay-at-home mom. I owned a real estate that I bought when my father died, thanks be to God, to be able to be a stay-at-home mom, and I had to defend myself at that. But now that my husband's not going to be working, I probably won't have any health insurance because I'm a little younger. Mm-hmm. And that will be the reasoning why I will go back. But we're Franciscans, and we don't listen to a lot of radio or something. I don't even know how you would get to that. But in the truck, I have it punched in. And I knew when I would travel through this town, I could get this radio station, which I like very much. So I want to thank you for that. And I want to just say we're very excited for his retirement. He cried because it didn't hasn't not worked in his whole life, but we are starting a new chapter. I hope you can hear us.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Helen, real quickly, because we're going to run out of time. Your husband's first name, and we want to enter you, Helen, Keith. And your husband in our book. What's his first name?
Keith.
Keith. Okay,
and
Keith.
Helen.
Keith and Helen, congratulations. You are entering into the next phase of your life. Have fun. Enjoy your retirement home. Safe traveling in that U-Haul. They're pretty strong, so your guardian angels are definitely with you. Helen and Keith, enjoy.
Oh, we have holy water all over it.
Good.
Good. Beautiful. Very good. Well, go with your guardian angels, Helen, and with our prayers. And again, congratulations. And we hope that you enjoy that new home that you're going to be living in. And we thank you for listening and calling in and gracing our program with your thoughts and your wisdom on this topic today. And you hear the music there, so that is going to bring us to a close. Debbie, a quick week. Mm-hmm. Great week of shows. Great to take to family. Awesome again.
Absolutely. Thanks, you guys. You can always listen on the EWTN app as well, so you can carry us with you all the time on the app. It's a great app. Monday's show is Who Do You Know That Was Brought to God on Their Deathbed? Wow, that's going to be a big show on Monday, right, Jerry?
It does. Yeah, it does happen. God is so good and so very gentle. So please do join us on Monday's broadcast. In the meantime, for the show team and all of us at EWTN, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. And St. Joseph, please pray for us. Amen.